Boston Dynamics' fifth-generation Atlas robot announcement is genuinely worth pausing on, because the engineering achievement embedded in the headline number is significant. Previous generations of the Atlas humanoid were extraordinary demonstrations of dynamic capability, the backflipping robot that went viral, but they were expensive, parts-intensive, and essentially research platforms. This new generation has dramatically fewer components and is being manufactured through Hyundai's production infrastructure at a target rate of 30,000 units per year. That transition from impressive demo robot to mass-produced industrial tool is the moment that transforms robotics from a research category into a supply chain reality.
The implications for manufacturing, warehousing, and physical labor markets are not science fiction anymore. They're on a 3 to 5 year deployment timeline. 30,000 units annually isn't dominating the market immediately, but it establishes the production infrastructure and the learning curve that scales. The new sensor technology you mentioned, robots being able to perceive touch through color, is the kind of enabling technology that makes humanoid robots actually useful in environments designed for human hands. Grasping irregularly shaped objects, feeling the difference between firm and fragile, these are trivially easy for humans and historically very hard for robots.
Tesla's Miami Robotaxi launch is the other big mobility story this week. Miami is the third market after Texas and California, and it represents the first time Tesla has expanded its autonomous service outside those initial proving grounds. Miami is an interesting choice because it has genuinely challenging driving conditions. Intense rain, complex mixed traffic patterns, a culture where road behavior is, let's say, expressive. If Tesla's system performs well in Miami, that's a meaningful data point for expansion to other complex urban environments.
The quantum physics result is one I want to make sure we cover properly because the popular science framing can obscure what was actually achieved. Researchers have directly observed what physicists call a fundamental trade-off between spatial and temporal precision at the quantum scale, essentially a manifestation of the uncertainty principle at the level of individual tunneling electrons measured at attosecond timescales. An attosecond is 1/quintillionth of a second. The practical implication isn't immediate quantum computing breakthroughs, it's that we now have experimental confirmation of a theoretical limit that constrains how precisely quantum devices can simultaneously know where something is and when it's there. Understanding limits is how you engineer around them.
The Bezos and Blue Origin story deserves more than a passing mention. The reporting that Bezos moved from being someone Trump characterized as an enemy to an ally as Blue Origin government contracts surged is a portrait of how political alignment with this administration functions. Blue Origin has secured significant NASA and defense contracts in the period since Bezos moderated his public posture toward Trump. Whether the contracts drove the relationship change or the relationship drove the contracts is genuinely difficult to untangle, and probably both directions are true simultaneously. What it illustrates is that in the current political economy, a CEO's political positioning isn't separate from their business strategy. It's part of it.